This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, if you just can't get yourself to exercise or get yourself up off the couch, it ain't your fault.
It's not.
No.
I know this.
You know what? It's because of maybe the way you were born. You're born to work out or you're born not to work out, according to this research. Yeah.
I had a different angle. But
okay. What's your angle?
Well, I've been going to physical therapy for my knee. Mm-hmm. And part of the physical therapy is they actually make me do exercise. I have to ride on a stationary bike. I have to do leg presses. And because there's someone telling me to do it and watching me do it, I do it. But when I go home, I don't do anything. So I think, like you see those rich people that get in shape for a movie and then all of a sudden they're all buff for the movie. I think having someone make you do stuff, even if you're telling them to make you do it, it makes a difference.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that one.
But I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that's what would make the difference for me.
They say that we're either born to work out and or not work out. They got some lab rats, and they found that the motivation to exercise or not may be inherited. Because some of the rats, after they did the experiment, you know, they had like little running lines where if you went this way, you'd have to run. If you went this way, you could just walk at your leisure. And, you know, most of the same ones would go to the running line, and they got this high, this running high, whatever they're doing, I guess, on those little wheels, you know, they would get on the wheel and they go round and round and round, and like they would feel good, or the neurons in their brains would be set like, hey, I'm enjoying this.
So
the other rats, they didn't want to. They wouldn't just lay around.
So it's not how you're born. It's just your hereditary.
Yeah, hereditary.
Like I thought you were talking about something like the cord wrapped around your neck or your breech or something when you said
no.
How you're born.
No.
You didn't think that?
No.
Because I didn't think hereditary. Though, never
I thought I'd get it from my dad. Now, my mom goes like crazy, but
Your mom does exercise a lot.
She still works out, goes to the gym. She gets up in the morning. She's gone all day. She wears me out.
You know, my thing was when I was going to the gym, there was a taco place right next door. And so I'd go work out, and then I'd go eat a bunch of tacos. And I was like, you know, I just feel like it's balancing at this point. So why do any of it?
My mom does the same thing.
Yeah.
She goes and eats after.
Yeah.
I did that. Whenever I was working out for 13 months, I met my wife. She had a gym membership, so I went and joined with her. And we would go work out and go grab lunch and, like, at a restaurant. So it was like you just felt like it wasn't even. But you felt like you deserved it.
Yeah, so in order to stay healthy, I just kicked the gym part out of it.
Right.
I just cut straight to the tacos.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you should be doing it the opposite. Go eat and then go work it all off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Can you imagine trying to run with, like, burritos in your stomach?
Burrito breath, just huffing and puffing back and forth.
In your stomach, I'd be eating the burrito on the treadmill.
What you do is you hook it up to a fishing line and you put it in front of you on the treadmill, and that's your inspiration to keep going.
You know, those treadmills have cup holders. You can put your little taco or your little
queso.
Yeah, that's queso, dear. Yeah. Put your little chips in the other one.
Yep.
If I was running after a meal, my burrito would be on the treadmill.
Yes, I know.
I couldn't do that without throwing up.
Well, and a survey found that we are the most self-conscious when we are at the gymnasium or at the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say at physical therapy, they tell me to do these things, and I feel like an idiot if I don't do them right. Like, I'm always like, am I doing this the right way? Do I look stupid?
Oh, okay.
Like, one thing, they give me this weight, like a kettle ball. What are those things called? It's like a big round ball. No, it's a brown ball with a handle on it, and it's made of metal. Okay. And it weighs like 10 pounds.
Kettlebell, right?
That's what I thought. That's what I guessed. So
I thought it was like a weapon from one of the Marvel movies.
So you have to pass it around to your hand behind your back and then in front while standing on one leg.
Oh,
well, wow. I can pass the bell around, but not on one leg. Yeah. So I feel like an idiot the whole time because I keep falling over. And I know everyone's like, that guy's an idiot. He can't even stand up.
No, you work towards all that. I mean, you're not going to be good at it right out of the gate, but you keep it up.
I'm good at the leg presses and all the other stuff because that's easy. This one's hard.
You think about it, though. Most exercises make you look silly because you're doing the squats and you're squatting down like that. And you
maybe it's the way you're doing it.
With your back arched correctly, or then you got the butt blast where you pulling your legs up there and you
HR.
Then you got that thigh thing that goes out and in, out like a big accordion with your knees.
And that's always when someone walks by and you accidentally lock eyes with them.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm sorry.
It's got to be a weird feeling.
It is.
Glad they're looking at your eyes. That's when you really get uncomfortable.
Okay, just got creepy. Yeah. Let's move on.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
My son has what I think is a cool and unique name.
Yeah.
Now, his real name is, he is named after me. He is Paul Thomas Steele V.
Yeah.
But we took the five and we went Latin with it and came up with the nickname Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom actually came up with the idea. Everyone was on board, thought it was cool. And I think it's a unique name. It fits him and it's a good name. But he just announced the other day that he's thinking of changing to his real first name, which is Paul.
Hmm.
My first name, too. My middle name is Thomas, which is where I got Tom from.
Yeah.
My grandfather was Paul. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I personally think Quinn's a really cool name, but I'm okay with Paul. It honors my grandfather, who I miss and loved. And so either way. Well, he later told my wife that he was not real sure if he wants to do it. He just wanted to see what my reaction would be, which is pretty funny because he was trying to push my buttons.
Yeah.
But I got him in the end because it was kind of like, okay, I didn't react like he thought I would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But they say that almost 10% of moms regret the name they gave their child.
Oh, no.
So these are people who spent theoretically months deliberating their kid's name. And then out of thin air, they're like, man, I wish I had a redo on that.
I always wonder if my parents regretted my name since I couldn't say it for the first few years.
They probably just regretted you.
They were. Well,
they're like, our kid can't even say her name. Surely could have got someone who could say Tori.
What a dumb first grader.
Tori.
And I'm teasing, of course. Yeah. I'm sure they were delighted that they had
gonna cry
you.
Later. It's
That's
fine.
Cute, though. It's cute when kids can't say their name correctly.
Tori.
Is it? Everybody else had cute names like Tiffany and Brittany and Sarah. And I was like, I'm Toey. Like, oh, why?
That's pretty bad when you look back at your young self and are critical of it.
Yeah, I know.
What else have we got in life?
Lay down on the couch over here.
Well, they say about 15% of moms have had people critique or mock their child's name. So that is one of the things that makes them second guess it. Is they're like, man, maybe I shouldn't have named little Richard that, especially since our last name is something that makes it sound even worse. So it's one of those things where if you didn't think ahead, you can end up with a name that when it's all put together, it sounds bad or it can be made fun of.
Right.
And I don't want to give any examples because that's...
You came close right there.
I know, right?
Close, yeah.
But they say that this is something where mothers will sometimes use a nickname to get around it or they will tweak it somehow so that it doesn't get made fun of. But almost 1 out of 20 moms have gone so far as to legally change their kid's name.
You have to be careful with initials, too, especially with monogramming, because you switch the initials around.
Right.
So you got to make sure you're not spelling out anything either way.
Like William Taylor Franklin. You don't want to have those initials.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it could be, it wouldn't look good on your jacket.
Actually, I like that.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not hard.
Okay, give me.
It's three letters.
Okay. Well, like Samuel Taylor's Daniels.
Est.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't want to do that.
I was thinking you were, I thought maybe you had four, and it was going to be Samuel Taylor Franklin Upton.
They'll make the monogram towels. And
exactly.
Yeah, in
and that's
bathroom.
Something you got to think about.
Yeah.
And that's tricky because some of those things aren't even there when you name the kid.
Do people still monogram a lot? Their initials?
Yeah.
I never
Rich people do.
Oh, all the time, man. Girls like that stuff.
On what?
Towels, on like cuffs of your shirt,
like their jackets, a lot of places.
Yeah,
I never see it.
That's because it's rich people.
Well, I know some rich people.
Well, I don't think it's always rich people. It's also people that want to feel rich but ain't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just teasing.
There's a lot of people that do it for sure. But I, like I said, I was cool with the name we chose. I thought the nickname was clever, and so I was kind of surprised. Now, I'm glad maybe he's just goofing off, but I am okay if he decides to go with Paul.
But would it be considered changing his name if his name is already Paul?
Well, it's changing what people call him the time.
The first day of school, the teacher calls you by your real name.
Oh, well, the first name. They called me Paul every year, too, but I went by my middle name, so it was my real name, too. But I was like, no, I was Tommy back then.
No. Yeah, mine is Victoria, and I was always like, no, you can call me Toey. You know what? Never mind. Just stick with Victoria.
My name is actually Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun to make fun of
your name
childhood
is Victoria.
Trauma. Yeah.
I did not
Do
know
I not
that.
Look classy enough as
Actually,
Victoria?
That's a cool name.
It's a beautiful name. I just feel like Victorias are like fancier than I am.
Yeah.
Like they got their act together.
You look classy.
Go ahead. What's the follow-up?
I think the fact that he didn't have one is the problem.
I don't trust
Maybe
it.
Maybe he's just saying you look classy.
You look classy.
Yeah, he's saying you look classy.
Maybe
but that don't mean
is
you
this
are.
One of those
That's pretty bad whenever she don't even know you insulted her.
I know.
You got away with that.
And by the way, you know, with Quinn trying to push your buttons, maybe he's just trying to push mute.
What?
Well, you're trying today, aren't you?
I've been waiting on that one for a long time. When someone's trying to push your buttons, maybe they're just trying to push mute.
It'd have been funny if you'd have picked a good time to use it.
My timing's off. Man.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think we need to teach Mobile Man how to use Uber or Lyft or one of those apps.
I've tried before, yeah. But I don't understand a thing he's saying. And yeah. It's like a communication barrier.
But it is. And Mobile Man, he does. He's just a lazy talker, you know.
Whatever that means.
Well, it's like he just doesn't try enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I had an uncle. That's where this character was inspired from, my uncle. And he would just come to reunions. No one understood him. He just,
He makes me think of the guy from Waterboy? Is that who the mumble guy is?
I was thinking of, what was the animated show after The Simpsons with Hank and all them?
Yeah.
Boomhauer.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. So Boomhauer is the guy that talked like, they was like, I don't know,
I gotta get see you know you need to tell me what you're just saying.
I didn't say anything.
Exactly, and that's what Mumble Man does on these crank calls. But we need to teach him how to use Uber or Lyft, because that way you don't have to verbally communicate. You just do it on your app. Well, with the taxi service, you gotta call them.
True.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fun. You're mine.
Yellow Rat, please help.
Yellow Rat,
can I help you?
Hey, man.
Hello?
Yeah, taxi cab.
Where are you?
You know where I'm in, across the way in there, the convenience store right in front? I think a BP station.
You at the BP station where?
Yeah, BP station, and then you can take a left and then go right down there, and then about...
No, I need to know the name of the street it's on. Is somebody in the store that could give you the address?
Yeah, there's a sign out by the street right now. Right?
I know it's a BP station, but I don't know which one.
How long did it take you to get here?
I don't know where you are, sir.
Yeah, I'm at the BP station.
I know you're at a BP station, but it's 50 million BP stations. I need an address.
Main Street or nothing like that.
Huh?
Main Street.
Hold on one second.
Main Street? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Main Street.
Yeah, Main Street.
Okay.
That's over there.
Okay, what do you see? You see the mall?
No.
What do you see?
I see some traffic.
Do you see a Church's Chicken?
I like Church's Chicken.
No, I ain't trying to make you hungry. I'm just trying to see where you are.
You're trying to make me hungry, what you're trying to do. I'm very hungry now. Church's Chicken. I want to sing a Church's Chicken song. I like Church's Chicken. I like Church's Chicken. You like Church's Chicken?
Yep.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I like getting a bucket of chicken. Extra crispy.
Yeah, extra crispy.
Yeah, buddy, it is.
Okay. Okay, listen to me.
No, all right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know you're at the BP station.
I am.
Okay. And I know you on a main street.
Yeah.
But I got to know an address.
Oh, an address.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
You call me a ma'am.
Yeah.
You crazy girl. I'm a man.
I know.
Oh, me too. you need my name?
Yeah, give me your name.
Mom?
Mo?
Mumford.
Uh-huh.
Bellman.
Okay.
They call me Mom for short.
Okay, where you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Home.
What about home?
Have you got my name?
Yeah, Mo.
Well, no, it's Mumford, and they call me Mum for short.
Okay.
Mum Bell Man.
Okay.
You got that?
Give me your phone. You got a phone number?
You trying to hit on me?
No. What's your phone number?
Hey, maybe we can get a little get a joint date.
No, I don't date.
You don't date?
No.
You married?
No.
I'm gonna kill her.
All right.
Then you got my name?
Yep.
What is it?
Your name is Mo.
No, Mom.
Mom?
Mom, Bell, Man.
Okay.
Say it.
Mom, Bell, Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, all right. Uh-oh. You know what? Never mind. Here comes my buddy. He going to pick me up in the back of his truck.
Okay.
But you've been very helpful.
All right. Hey,
well, hold on just a minute. Uh-huh. Hang on, John. I'll be there in a minute. Hang on a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to get a date. But you don't want to go out, do you?
No.
All right. Well, you've been very helpful.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Well, maybe we should not teach him how to use Uber or Lyft. It's too much fun.
Stay home.
No. I mean, it would not be fun. It's good to hear him a miscommunicator.
Well, I hate to tell him this, too, but most of the taxi services have the same apps as Uber and Lyft, too.
I know, but it's not as much fun.
I'm just saying. He's not going to have much longer to do this.
You can still call a taxi service, though.
He's a traditionalist. Humble man.
Uh-huh. And distinguished.
How can you tell?
That's how.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, this is going to be a lot of fun now. I have the annoying girl habits that guys hate. It's easy as that. I'm going to throw them out there, see what you think.
All right.
Okay, so you know what? Talking about relationship issues with others. So, you know, the best of relationships is going to have their ups and downs. But when she's out there tweeting about it and posting on the wall about it and calling the friends about it, talking to how can I get through this with him, that's not a good thing.
You guys give me a hard time about this, but yeah. I've got rules. My wife and I, we don't tell other couples or people about our issues.
Yeah.
We tell them our relationship is perfect.
Uh-huh.
But they want to talk about their problems, that's fine. We don't share ours.
Now, this goes on more so with, I think, boyfriends. Like, if you're husband and wife, you don't need to be doing that.
People do that all the time as husband and wife.
A lot of girls, though, they do it when they have a girlfriend or boyfriends.
I love the ominous, like, meme post. And you read it and you're like, uh-oh.
Is that about him?
Yeah, because it's always like, she overcame obstacles daily and kept persevering. I'm like, girl, what'd he do? I want to know.
Or the ones that say silent prayers. I'm just thinking, oh, she wants to kill him. So I need to pray for her.
She gonna pray. Is it silent prayers? What is that they say?
Is it silent prayers?
Okay. I mean, how's God hear those?
I'm praying right now that I'm going to get up from here.
He can read your mind.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was a phrase for like, I don't know why I thought I was different.
You can do it like church when they go, any unspoken request tonight? We'll pray for anybody with an unspoken request.
Yeah. And you just look over at him and you're like, you.
You're like, you're nodding your head over to the right or left, wherever he's sitting. All right, these are annoying girl habits that guys hate. When you keep talking when he's trying to play his game. Now, if he puts his finger up, you know, give him 5 minutes to get through that level. That's all he's asking. Don't roll your eyes at him or make him feel guilty because you have something that you like to do when you're on Amazon shopping and he interrupts you.
Okay, but that's serious business.
But that, you know, it is for a lot of guys. I mean, girls don't understand that because I will, even with my kids, like they'll say, Dad, let me get through this level. I'm like, okay, I'll come back in 2 minutes.
Yeah, my problem is a little different with that. Anytime I'm reading or playing a video game and my wife starts cleaning house and stuff, and she'll walk through the room with a garbage bag, and I'm like, God, I can't wait till she gets out of here because it's making me feel guilty as heck. I hate that feeling when she's doing stuff, and I'm not doing anything wrong. I just wanted to sit and play my video game. It wasn't like cleaning day or anything like that. She just gets a wild hair to clean, and I feel horrible.
And, Hawk, going back to what you said, raising your finger, what if she says, honey, I've cut my finger. I need to go to the hospital. One moment.
Yeah.
Let me finish this level.
Yeah, because it'll take me forever to get through it. If I don't.
You're fine. Wrap it up. Yeah. Don't raise your finger, though. I think that's incredibly rude.
Yep. Okay, go shh.
Would you shut up?
Let me get through this level.
You have a lot of problems in your marriage.
All right.
If you do that.
I'm joking.
Oh, well, thank God. I just wish I didn't know it was a joke.
Okay. So I bet a lot of guys do that. And going back to your thing, Tom, overlooking nonverbal acts of kindness, like, you know, washing her car, getting the oil change, moving furniture in the living room for her. And we're kind of disappointed that you don't even acknowledge that we did that for you. And go, like, you did a good job. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes both ways. If you're trying to do something, it wouldn't hurt to say thank you either way.
Okay, we're just talking about the guys right now.
I'm confused about how that has anything to do with mine, but I will say that is...
You said you feel guilty when she's sitting there taking the trash out and stuff. Well, when you take the trash out, you want her to acknowledge that you did that.
Okay. Well, regardless, I do think that the way to get to a man's heart, and we've even discussed where we had someone call in and say that this guy left his wife or left his girlfriend because he wanted to be with someone that made him feel like a man. So, yes, you need to make sure that you're giving him positive reinforcement for those things. A lot of times I'll point out to my wife, I'll be like, hey, I put that in the garbage.
Yeah, there you go.
I took that bag out to the garbage can because I want to make sure she gives me credit for it.
I clipped my toenails, honey. I won't scratch you tonight in bed.
I did that one.
Yeah. And another thing, they say smothering, not mothering. Mothering is a source of comfort, and smothering says that we're 5-year-old boys, and we have no idea what we're doing. And I don't take care of ourselves.
Either of those from my wife.
I was going to say, when you have to book their doctor appointments, you have to pick their clothes out, when you have to cook every meal for them, when you have to clean up every meal for them.
Wait, that's just being a wife, isn't it?
Oh, my eye twitched so hard.
Silent prayers.
Unspoken prayers.
Yeah.
Unspoken prayer requests.
All right, these are...
I looked it up.
The things that the guys hate about the girls is when they actually have, you know, they want to be with you all the time. They're too clingy. This is kind of going along with the smothering aspect of it. Like, they'll want you to ride with them everywhere. Like, hey, you want to go get a pedicure together? Like, no, I don't want to do that. It'd be fun, though, wouldn't it? Or, hey, I'm going to go get some milk. You want to ride in the car with me?
My wife did this last night.
Okay.
She had found this desk on Facebook Marketplace for me for my computer, and she wanted me to go with her to get it.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. She's like, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay. And here's another couple. They say asking too many questions during the movie or when you're binge watching something.
I'm so bad about that.
Yeah. Guys don't like it.
I know. And John will be like, well, if you would just listen, you'd know. And then I get mad. Then I'm like, well, that was rude.
All right. Annoying girl habits guys hate. You know this one. It's one of the top things that guys hate.
What is it? I don't know.
You don't know it?
How would I know? You haven't said it yet.
Taking lots of photos.
Oh.
All the time. Wherever you go. One or two is fine, but when you're taking 34 of them, no, you did not.
Oh.
I thought you would because you've talked about it before.
Yeah, my wife's like, a selfie is not a selfie. It's a million selfies.
Yeah, it's like a supermodel photo shoot. It's like, now turn around, put your hand on your hip.
My wife
you're
is
standing
always,
wrong.
She's like, why are you always so grumpy looking in all of our pictures? I'm like, because it's the 30-second picture.
Yeah.
I was smiling on the first 10.
But you know what? John will do that too, and he'll be the first one after I post it to go, now why'd you post that one?
Yeah, you do look at yourself in that picture. Like, now I have found, now that I have kids, I'll look at my kids' faces and see if they have their eyes closed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at mine as much.
You should. I saw the pictures you posted.
That's just wrong, Kay.
I know.
Will you go through them next time for me?
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.